I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. You made it all the way through that segment. How'd you like it? Was it like a 5-star segment? Well, prove it to us. We'd love a review and 5 stars if you got the time. Thanks a lot for listening.
I know you guys have seen this, and it's infuriating when you see it happen in the streets of Atlanta. And you can hear other cars honking at that one dude going, "What are you even doing? There are kids in the street." Well, now it's going to cost you a lot of money if you're one of those people.
I see people commit this crime all the time. I've never seen anybody honk at them, though.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
But I see it all the time where a school bus, has stopped, kids are getting out, the stop sign is out, and all traffic is supposed to stop across all lanes, right? And cars are just passing the school bus.
That happens.
Oh, yes, yeah. It does. Really? And it is terrifying. So I was actually thrilled to see this. Governor Kemp signed Addie's Law, and this is a bill that quadruples Georgia's minimum fines for motorists who illegally pass school buses. So Addie's Law will fine motorists who violate it $1,000.
Yeah, anytime I've seen this happen in Sandy Springs, like people around that have stopped are honking at the motorist that's going around the bus causing this. I mean, it could really be a scene.
So we have a school bus that goes down our street and drops off elementary school kids. And there was one car who was passing the bus like every single day because they were using our neighborhood as a cut through. One of the kids' dads had enough and he stopped in the middle of the street and stopped the car and told her, "Do it again and I'm going to get the authorities on you." And ever since then, she hasn't done it since.
$1,000 now.
Wow.
$1,000 if you pass a school bus when they're stopped and letting children off. It is an asinine thing to do if you do that because you're putting children's lives in jeopardy.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, Abby. The hype around a restaurant, right, that you can't get into.
I love a new restaurant opening. Here's the thing. I love... like the adrenaline rush I get of getting on Open Table and seeing the hot new restaurant that's opening up and seeing that there's a spot for me to go eat around like 7 p.m. prime time. Ooh, it gets me going. I love it. And there's been this new restaurant that me and my friend Olivia have been looking at for a while, and we haven't been able to get a reservation. It's one of those places that just opened up. Everybody wants to go. It's very Instagrammable. So, of course, all the girlies want to go and take photos there. It's a restaurant called Little Sparrow in West Midtown, and we have not been able to get a reservation until this weekend. So we had to make this reservation 8 weeks out. I have had this on my calendar since February.
Wow. For 2 months, you've been waiting to go to this joint.
So I'm curious about this life because you know how I feel about food, man. Food for me just gets me from A to B. Taste, not important to me. It's just never been a thing for me. So how does a restaurant immediately become that hot, even before anybody's like sampled it, that you can't even get in there for like, what'd you say, 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Instagram. It's like all the Instagram influencers that get invited to soft openings or just like they get the first reservations because they want people with big platforms to go. Mm-hmm. They start posting about these different meals and the different things you can get. And all of a sudden their followers are like, oh my God, that place looks amazing. I want to go. And then it books up like that.
And it's more than just the food, Bart. It's about the ambiance, the atmosphere and the vibe
being
and
the first
energy of the restaurant.
There's
because it's an experience. It's a culinary experience.
I would rather do that strawberry picking thing that was suggested yesterday than sit down for dinner for 3.5 or 4 hours.
Oh, I would love
Good
it.
Good God almighty.
I would love it.
Just picture this. Picture you're on Instagram and your favorite food influencer that you don't have because you don't like food that much is posting about a new lineup of crumble cookies.
Oh.
And there's only...
Huh?
Got him.
There we go.
That was easy.
There's only 100 boxes of this crumble cookie. And they're like, this is the best lineup I've ever had. But there's only 100 boxes. And you go online and you make a reservation for 100 boxes and then you get them, how good are you going to feel eating those cookies?
This makes so much sense to me that I am nominating you for the Gracie. that Kristen hasn't been able to win all these years. We had a restaurant here, and I don't want to detract your story, but years ago, Emeralds tried opening a store here. And if you're a OG virtual listener, you know the drama behind that whole thing. But what they were doing to create demand was they were telling people it was sold out, but people were taking pictures of their prime times, and there was nobody in the restaurant. There's like 5 people in the restaurant, and they were telling everybody that it's sold out. And they were trying to create this demand for it.
That's so embarrassing for them. And now one of my favorite restaurants is in that exact building, I think you told me, Little Alley Steakhouse.
Oh,
oh my
so
God.
Good.
I love that place.
Alley.
All right, so tell us about Sparrow.
Oh, we're so good. Okay, so we rolled up. We had a prime time spot. So we went upstairs to their cocktail lounge above it called Bar Blanc. We had a little sippy sip there. It's a French restaurant, so to me, as a big wine person, I knew I had to get a French rosé. Mm-hmm. Had the most delightful French rosé while my friend had a gin Ricky, which is basically just like a gin soda.
How far up is that roof? Like if I jumped over it, would I survive it? Or am I just going to hurt myself after the third hour?
What?
Okay, this is not a jam. All right, so are you like me? I like my, obviously, I like my rosés from France.
Yes.
I like my Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand.
Yes.
And I like my Pinot Noirs from Oregon.
Yes. I'm not super specific about my Pinot Noirs, but like my cabs from California, exactly like that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like that Justin Bieber song. I like my, peaches from Georgia. Anyway, so then we go downstairs. It's very like dimly lit. I feel like we're in one of like those movies where, you know, you walk in and everyone's kind of like, they've got their suits on and you know, they just came from the office or whatever.
It's a moody vibe.
It's a moody vibe. We sit down, they bring us hot bread with olive oil and the good butter. You know, like the Kerrygold butter you get from Publix? It's like that butter with some sea salt on it.
The one that comes in a little tinfoil wrap?
Yeah.
French, no, absolutely
Look
not.
Look at you contributing.
Yeah.
You're trying.
You get that at Piccadilly's. You don't get that at Sparrow. the French butter is unlike any other butter. It is hands down. Like I love Kerrygold and that's what I have, but if I could like have French butter in my fridge all the time, I would, but that would be like so many calories.
Fascinating.
It's so good.
Right.
This is like us talking about the NFL draft when they're in here.
Now I get it. I see what it sounds like to women now. Yep.
We got a bottle of wine. We ordered some appetizers. My friend Olivia is like really passionate about beets, so she made us order this beet appetizer that I wasn't super excited about, but it was so good.
Who gets passionate about beets?
Olivia!
I'm with Olivia. Beets are absolutely delicious.
I'm sorry. Did you say French fries?
Oh, wait, we got French fries with raclette cheese on
frites.
Top.
You get frites.
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 It's a French restaurant. You can't not get French fries.
Yes.
We
you
literally
have to get
have them.
Frites. You freak?
So we got some beets with some goat cheese. Ooh, some brie with the brown butter and hazelnuts on top. Oh, my God. Dying. And I got the burger. I'm not a burger person. If there's a burger on the menu, 9 times out of 10, I'm not ordering it. But everyone told me I had to get this burger.
Wait, I'm sorry. I got to throw a flag. You waited 2 months for a reservation at an upscale French restaurant you got a burger.
Cassie, you don't understand. Yeah. This is what all the people said to get. So I was like, if the people say we got to get the burger, we got to get the burger. Oh my God. It was, I'm still thinking about it. I'm feeling like a way about this burger that I've never felt about a man before.
Did they have,
You're actually looking forward to a second date?
Did they have enough blooming onions for everybody at the restaurant?
No, and then we ended the night with bananas Foster soft serve.
So they have banana Foster soft serve, like ice cream flavored like bananas Foster.
It's vanilla soft serve, but then they pour fire on it. So then
did they do it table side?
They do it table side.
No!
So then you can post it on Instagram and everyone goes, wow, that looks so cool. Abby's a hip restaurant girl.
You just gave this restaurant $12,000 in advertising.
Which is,
you should get a key to their city.
Absolutely.
They need to refund me for the $12,000 I spent.
Can you and I start a bit where it's called Two Girls, One Review?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of fire.
Right. That's amazing. Because I am such a, I would love to go hit up like hip restaurants.
Yes.
And I feel like my life doesn't allow it. But if you and I could just go to hip restaurants and then come on the show and do Two Girls, One Review. Cool.
Wait, you got to invite me so I can be the reality check. So I can be like, it wasn't that good.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.